Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In the 10 years since Vice posted this legendary documentary, some of its participants ended up in jail, some successfully turned their life around, whereas others died unexpectedly. For context, the production followed a former gangster named Sean Smith, who was trying to live a life on the straight and narrow by running a debt collection business and the Muscle House gym, where the show introduced many of Sean's associates. Firstly, there was Nat Taylor, who'd had a rough childhood and after years of self-medicating, had also spent time in what he described as the city's nut house. Despite this, Nat was an extremely promising boxer and was training for a shot at the title provided he could stay clean.
But he is a top kid, and his talent is unbelievable. It's just that he's problems he has.
The documentary then introduced Davey Fallon and his friend Stu, who were caught selling steroids in the gym and were punished in a pretty memorable way.
The taxes are grand. Give me a gun, keep your job, stay in the gym.
Only made more notable by the words exchanged afterwards.
I got a couple of tears.
Finally, there was Tony Smith, who was supposedly Sean's best friend.
He's my right-hand man, everything goes through him. He's my best mate. It's called loyalty. You
he's
can't
like,
buy it.
He's like my dad.
Until the end of the episode when Sean revealed Tony had also been selling steroids.
A little cockroach was already selling steroids in and around the gym on away to me.
And as a result, Tony had gotten in his car and left to avoid consequence.
Here's the little cockroach now, look at him. Left his beard, left all his kids. Look, he's having his hands, look, he's like, oh. You see them on it?
After the episode ended with the narrator stating this,
Tony is still on the run. His family fears if he comes back, he may go on the missing list forever.
It's no surprise commenters wrote, Tony's betrayal is genuinely one of the best twists I've ever seen, and it's in a documentary of all places, although the betrayal turned out to be fabricated for the show, but we'll talk about that later. The documentary gave a unique look at some pretty scary people, although it was also made incredibly relatable by displaying the mental health struggles experienced by these very tough guys.
I don't sleep. I'm on like 150 milliliters of Sertraline, 80 milligram of propranolol, 7.5 milligram of zopricone, depression, anxiety, panic attack.
Although with so many crazy characters on such volatile paths, it makes you wonder what happened to them afterwards. In May 2014, roughly 8 months after the documentary went live, The Sun gave its first update on both Sean Smith and Nat Taylor, for whom business was booming as a result of the episode. Just 3 months after The Sun posted their update, Vice uploaded a new documentary titled Underground Bare Knuckle Boxing in the UK, where at around the 21-minute mark, a shirt can be spotted in the background reading Sean Smith the debt collector. Sure enough, there was Sean hosting bare knuckle boxing matches, which he'd been promoting at the front of his gym, with the poster also revealing he'd begun his own fighting company called Ultimate BKB. Sean stated, we're the only gym in the UK that has a bare knuckle academy, so we get interest from all over the world, it's only getting bigger and bigger, leading Sean to receive a deal with Netflix, filming a three-part series in 2017 called Bare Knuckle Fight Club. He'd state, when I was in prison, if someone had told me that I would end up on Netflix and have Hollywood types on the phone, I would have told them to F off. Although simultaneously, Sean didn't want to come across as a celebrity gangster who traded on a notorious past. Despite this, Sean released a book titled Debt Collector, which received pretty decent reviews on Amazon, before trying to launch another company called Gorilla Kong Clothing, which was dissolved 2 years later. In the process, Sean rebranded from the Muscle House Gym to a more personalized Smithies Gym, after which Sean fell out of the public spotlight, only to return a year later with some pretty tragic news. On the 14th of November 2018, the Liverpool Echo published an article reading, a blaze ripped through Sean Smith's gym in the Bussey area of Warrington in August. The Echo understands someone forced their way into the building and then doused the gym in petrol. The blaze destroyed thousands of pounds of equipment and gutted much of the interior. Police have said that the fire was believed to have been deliberately started, although given his name, job and history, Sean seemed pretty unsurprised about what had happened.
I don't know who it is, I don't care who it is. You know, if people want to do silly antics going around burning people's gyms and cars, then so be it. That got done 20 years ago. It won't stop me. I'm here for good. I now own a building, and It's like the Phoenix rising from the ashes.
His life had become so crazy, people began to comment they should really make a movie based upon Sean's life truly fascinating, and it seemed Dwayne The Rock Johnson had the exact same idea. The Liverpool Echo stated, Mr. Smith says he's now involved in advanced stage negotiations with production companies and agents who are interested in dramatizing his life story. One of the people who saw it was Dwayne Johnson, who is The Rock. He liked it and asked Vice about acquiring the rights. Vice Studios in LA rang up and we sold them the rights, with a view to them selling them onto The Rock, although the movie was never made, with Sean again disappearing from the public, sparking an even crazier rumor. Sean is dead now. Lucky him, he doesn't need to face harsh winter of 2022, cause high gas price and inflation, while another user wrote, Sean's already dead FYI. However, these comments were apparently baseless, as in mid-2023, he'd return with two unexpected podcast appearances, where he'd provide some pretty crazy updates. On Matt Legg's podcast, he'd explain he was clean from all medications.
I haven't took none of them tablets now for 18, maybe 20 months, and I feel fucking great.
Whilst on James English's podcast, Sean revealed he was embarrassed by the documentary's title.
And they called it UK Scariest Debt Collector, which it's fucking embarrassing. It shouldn't have been the UK Scariest Debt Collector. It should have been the UK's Mediator. But TV people being TV people sound better, doesn't it?
And he'd therefore never even seen it.
I've never watched it. I've never watched the Vice or the YouTube.
However, the most interesting part about these two podcasts were the updates Sean gave on his associates from the show. Toward the end of the documentary, Nat Taylor explained that he'd finally been diagnosed with unstable personality disorder, and as a result, he was feeling confident about his future.
I feel a lot more positive and more confident that I'm gonna nail it this time, that I'm gonna beat me demons.
The narrator concluded by stating Nat was clean and doing well, which sadly didn't last forever.
Oh, Nat, I don't really see him now. He got a bit of jail. He come out of jail. He took his own ear off.
He took his ear off?
He took his own ear off, yeah. Swallowed
it.
He went in a real dark place.
Although Sean then added that he's now doing extremely well.
Nat, doing good. Brilliant boxer. He's working back with his brother. He's off the drugs. He's training.
Which is supported by an unverified comment reading, for all those interested, Nat now has a beautiful girlfriend and two boys. Happy ending, I guess, that guy went through hell. In addition to Nat Taylor, Sean said that slapping Stu for selling steroids led to him turning his life around.
Oh, the kid who was slapped, the one with the tattoo, because that slapped on his life the way it looked. The tattoo's gone, he's got a normal job now.
However, his friend Davey Fallon had a much sadder ending. After enjoying a day with friends at the Glastonbury Festival, Davey went to his girlfriend's apartment and tried to climb through the bedroom window after an argument, but lost his grip on the windowsill and fell, unfortunately leading to his death.
Poor kids fell, only like 11 foot. Bang's head dead.
Only made worse after Sean was blamed for the incident.
And you know, he was dirty bastards, putting things on the site. Sean killed him. Sean threw him out the window. Come on.
However, there was one more person in the documentary who generated more intrigue than anybody else. Did anyone find out what happened to Tony? Is Tony dead yet? Anyone have any idea if Tony has since been caught? What happened to that Tony fella in the end? Sean catch up with him? Bro, I don't think Tony is coming back. Googling Tony's name yielded no results, with the only alternative being to sort through hundreds of comments in the hopes of finding somebody that had any idea what had happened to him. Instead, we accidentally discovered a gold mine, a full explanation from Tony himself. Hi, I'm Tony, and I would like Vice to get a hold of me so I can tell the truth about Sean and that documentary. Just thought I'd say I never left town and have seen Sean on multiple times and nothing has happened. I didn't have him off. The truth is, I was selling steroids for him. He says he's drug free, might be now, but not when I knew him. He's moved out of Warrington himself because of death threats. I've got no hard feelings. He did me a favor because I've got my own gym now and teach so much more stuff now. My side of the story is we were selling roids in the gym and Sean wanted more money and said I'd ripped him off and I hadn't, so he told me to leave the gym and I did and move down the road and I'm still there 13 years later and doing well, thanks. I've made a short video asking Vice to come and interview me and find the real truth about the hardest debt collector. The said video has seemingly now been deleted. However, his other videos confirm that this is in fact Tony. By instead googling his YouTube name Anthony Smith, it shows that Tony did in fact open his own gym called Spartan Boxing, and if he's telling the truth about everything else, it would explain why he and Sean had such an intense reaction to the other guys selling steroids in their gym, because Tony and Sean already were. Toward the end of the documentary, Sean stated, Tony's had me off for 3,500, which is a lot of money, to which Tony responded with, there was no betrayal. Did you not notice Sean never says what I owed him money for, implying that Sean had something to hide. Tony's fabricated betrayal might have instead been orchestrated by Vice. However, there was something about that ending that always felt a bit too perfect.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.